Honey, that ain't right. I'm gonna need you to go somewhere and do something about that, cause that ain't supposed to happen.
When I saw this post by Jen Hamilton that she stitched, I knew I had to stitch hers. This is a classic example of someone saying, my nose is running like a faucet. The medical term for runny nose is rhinorrhea. Rhinorrhea is very common. We see it in allergies. We see it with colds and even with nasal congestion. But when the volume of the fluid is like that in the video, then we get concerned. The top two things that I'm thinking about looking at this video are it could be a CSF or cerebrospinal fluid leak, or it could be that the person just does saline nasal rinses. When you flush your nose with saline, yes, it can come back out, and sometimes it can be at an inconvenient or an embarrassing time, but a CSF leak is more serious. CSF is the fluid that bathes or protects your brain. It's separated from your nose and your sinuses by a wall of bone called the skull base. Now, it's really rare to just have a spontaneous CSF leak. More often, we'll see it with a head trauma or if you've had sinus surgery. However, if you get a tiny crack in that skull base or the bone erodes, read my caption to read more about that. Then you can get CSF fluid that comes out the nose and it feels like a faucet. If you ever have a runny nose that is just like a faucet that won't shut off and it's persistent and even one-sided, you need to go see an ENT specialist for further evaluation. Share this post so others will be informed. And remember, doctor knows best.